Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jack Moody is looking for a bounce back year. He missed 9 of his last 20 tries last season, and he starts this year by doinking one. No good.
No!
The demons of 24 live for Jake Moody.
Wow.
Point blank. The upright.
If you would ask Jake Moody, you get to go put the ball at whatever yard line and whatever hash you want for your first kick to kind of exercise the demons of last year. Where would you want it? I think you would put the ball right there. I mean, that is, at this level, nothing's a given. That's pretty much close to as good, that's as much of a given as it gets at this level.
All right,
that was the sound.
Greg Olson, Kevin Burkhart.
Demon Steiny
on the call. Moody missed the 27-yarder, little doinker. David Hernandez saying, I punched the wall. Come on, David. No, you didn't. You can't punch the wall when somebody else does something wrong, can you?
If it's your team, hell yeah, Steiny.
Don't punch a wall.
Now, there's one way to avoid Jake Moody is punch it in the damn end zone. I know they were 2 of 5 on the day, but man, I couldn't believe it. That's when I was like, what are we doing here? Like, I defended this dude, but Steiny, there's so much other good stuff about this win, man. And Robert Saleh, I know he's a name. I know he excelled last time he was here, parlayed that defensive coordinator job here into a head coaching job, but I didn't know if he had the groceries or the necessary resources outside of Warner, Bosa, and Lenore. And Lenore's name didn't even get called yesterday. They didn't even go at him, so that's straight-up respect. But, man, D. Winters, Donnie, I got a crush, man. He really filled that void, and I know it's one game, but good God, he was all over the field, and I felt like I was watching Greenlaw reincarnated. One game, I get it.
Yeah, the defense was really good. There's no doubt about it, especially against the run. And Nick Bosa was asked about that, the 49ers' ability to stop the run yesterday.
Yeah, I'm proud of how how many yards rushing?
3.2.
Yeah, no, that's what we always emphasize. And it was kind of a scheme that we're familiar with, the Kyle Shanahan tree. So we definitely, for the young guys, it was good because they've seen it during camp a little bit, so they had a little more familiarity. But Saleh's the man. He calls it great, and I obviously need to watch it. I don't really know what's going on half the time during the game. But, yeah, that's number one, stop the run. So we're always happy with that.
All right, Nick Bosa talking about the defense and Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator. 3.2 yard average for the Seahawks, and I think you'll take that if you're the Niners.
Yeah, no doubt. 84 yards on the ground for the Birds. And I'll say this to Bosa. I've come down this road, and I'm not by myself, but the bottom line was we've heard under Wilkes him to basically say, I'm paraphrasing, I don't know what we're trying to do. Sorensen, yeah, it was kind of 50-50, but for him to go up there glowingly, and he wasn't the only one talking about the position that Robert Saleh put him in, Steiny. I mean, man, you got to be excited. It's early what this young defense can do, because that's what it is. It's got some OGs, but it's got some youth. I saw Marquis Siegel come up big. Upton Stout, Stoudy, they were picking on him from the outset of the game, and then he kind of shut that down. Renardo Green with another big pass breakup. So, I mean, man, what a hell of a way to put your flag in the ground to say, you know what, maybe we're not as far off defensively as Guru and others thought coming into this 25 campaign.
Let's go to Darian in North Carolina. Hey, Darian, how you doing, man? What'd you think of that game yesterday?
Man, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Man, what a game. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud
can
and
you
clear.
Hear me?
Yep.
Man, what a game, fellas. What we witnessed yesterday was a January-type intensity game with two top 10 defense. I think those two defense would be top 10 by the time end of the year. We had two missed kicks, two turnovers, and we still got the win, man. It just so says so much about this team, man. And they were young, no fear. They had no fear, man. And I'm just excited about the season, man. The young guys look up to the older guys, and the older guys trust the young guys. Man, it's such a great balance, man. I just think that, man, yesterday was just the beginning of a great, great 18, 19 weeks for us.
Mm. Appreciate it, Darian. Yeah, that's kind of the way I'd look at it if I were a Niner fan. I would think, you know what, after that game, there weren't any red flags. Other than Moody, I don't think there were a lot of red flags. Again, they go on the road, they win a division game, and we're trying to assess what this team could be. And after week one, you know, I don't see any reason why they can't win 10 games and challenge for the division, at least at this point.
Yeah, and a big part of that is McCaffrey, Stoney, 3.1 yards he averaged on the ground, 22 attempts. But what was beautiful about watching him was the 9 receptions that Purdy had given to him, to where he averaged 8.1 yards on the ground. And for much of the game, Seattle had no answer for that. But I'm not going to call this a red flag, but Stoney, I don't like 2 of 5 in the red zone. And I'm looking at the numbers and everything. They did everything they wanted to do, but come away with the check cashed at junctures in the game to where it kept Seattle in the game. What do you say to that? Because I felt like this game could have got – the margin of victory could have been bigger. And with better teams or a better quarterback, who knows if you come out on the winning end. So I think it's fair to hone in on that, is they did what they wanted, but they ended up with 17, and 10 of that was into, you know, late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. They won a defensive struggle. It's what good teams got to do. The other thing is, like, when you talk about, oh, they should have won by more, I look at it as though they were fortunate to win that game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they have the ball with, they're down with 3 minutes to go, and they're at their own end of the field, and they got to put together a drive. I mean, at that point of the game, it's looking like you might not win that game. So to win that game in the last 3.5 minutes, that's something they did not do last year.
No, they didn't.
And so they're already ahead of the game as it relates to comparing it to last year. I mean, this was the Rams game that they lost. This was the Seattle game that they lost.
Cardinals.
So,
but up until you put it in the end zone and let Seattle get to the 9-yard line, Stoney, that could have been ripped out from underneath you. My point is, why are you even down at that late in the game when you had so much success, I believe, offensively, but you couldn't capitalize on it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Niners dominated that game. I thought they did enough to win, and the Seahawks didn't.
Yeah,
and I know that's. It's kind of trite just to say that, but it's kind of true. I mean, the 49ers make a play at the end of the game. Tonjes makes a great catch.
Yeah.
Purdy makes great improv. They throw it, and they get the touchdown, and then here comes Seattle trying to do the same thing, and Bosa makes a play, and boom, you win the game.
Did you because I got to give Kyle credits, Donnie. He was letting it all hang out. But when you got a kicker situation like the Niners do, you got to go for it. Now it's kind of hard to gauge if you're just going to take the gamble and go for it. But we saw him go for fourth and twos. He was aggressive. They were 2-for-2. But what about Seattle and head coach McDonald not going for the fourth and one with the tie game down in the red zone? I couldn't believe that. I thought they did the Niners a favor by kicking the field goal. Would you have gone for it?
No, I would have taken the field goal.
And
it's just
thinking you could stop Purdy in the offense you did in the second and third quarter because you didn't give up any points.
Well, I'm thinking I want the lead, and it was 10-10, and I would have taken the three. And
man, McDonald, I wonder if obviously they lost, if he's second guessing that, but I would have tried to get that first down and bleed that clock, man.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Lee.
Hey, Leroy, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Steiny?
Hey.
Up, dude, man?
Hey.
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good about the win. Hey, Goo, you know that cigarette you were talking about, that football cigarette?
Yeah, yeah.
You know why you couldn't find it? I had the whole pack.
Look at Lee.
I had the whole pack, man.
Smoker man.
I was sitting there taking notes too, right? And so, you know, I was just like, I want to start with the person that I give the most grief to, and that's Kyle Shanahan. You guys know, man, I have given him grief, but I would like to tip my hat to him today. He called a heck of a game. I see that. He's willing to change it up a little bit, and he's doing some of the things that I hoped he would do, right? Like, he's letting Purdy have those attempts, right? I always wish he would let Purdy just have, you know, over 30 attempts, right? Throw on first and second down. Use your tight ends in the red zone, right? Mix your plays up, right? So I really love that. And then the momentum thing I've always been big on. I was like, Kyle doesn't know how to get his team to play with momentum, play good with momentum. And when the other team has the momentum, he doesn't know how to get it back. But I thought that game was rocking back and forth that way, and Kyle did a good job in that department, right? We know D. Winters was flying around. He was fantastic. But my game ball, Steiny,
yeah,
it goes to Ben Bartsch, number 78 on that offensive line. If you go back and look at that game, he didn't miss much. He was almost perfect. And I think they didn't really start cooking until they put him alongside Trent Williams, and then that offense started cooking. So I'm going to give the game ball to him, man. He was special. And real quick, the summit, man, I enjoyed so much. And my wife, she did a rating on all you guys, which she liked the most. And let me just say, Shasky was last, and I did tell him this morning. He was last. So here it is, Shasky. Here's the list.
Oh, the power rankings?
We love Butch.
She loved you first. She loved you first, Shasky.
He was late.
Guru, she loved you second.
All right, I'll take two.
Dibs, she loved third.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A Spadoni, she loved fourth. Huh. Willard, she loved fifth. And Shasky, sixth. So there's the list, Shasky, if you listen.
Yeah, it was a war at the bottom of those rankings.
I love it. Oh, shout out to you and your missus, man. Tell her thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it, Leroy, as always. Thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Yeah. Barch only with two pressures given up, Stoddy, so he was doing his job.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Well,
speaking of game balls, who would you give yours to? Because I have mine.
How many do I have to give?
Oh, only one.
I would give it to...
Drum roll,
boy. I think I'd have to give it to McCaffrey.
Nah, I'm not mad at that at all.
I'd have to give it to McCaffrey. 31 touches. And remember what the way we were talking on Thursday. Like the season was over.
We were going off a report, man. But you are right. I'm not mad at that at all. Ask me who I give mine to.
Who do you give your to?
Tell me if you got a problem with it. Robert, come up here. This is yours, pal. That was a hell of a job. I don't even want to single one guy out. As much as I'm in love with D Winters this morning, good God, Stoddy, that defensive unit held it down. You got a problem with Robert Saleh getting my game ball.
And it's your game ball.
All right.
You can give it to whoever you want.
I didn't see McCaffrey coming from you, but I don't know why I'm shocked.
Stoddy, why would you be shocked?
He looked like he was ready.
I mean, like, think about it.
The passing game, too, he was like average 8 yards a reception.
I mean, if you think about it, everybody seemed to acknowledge key to the season is McCaffrey. He's got to stay healthy. McCaffrey got to stay healthy. Okay. 31 touches. That'll do it.
Damn. And I would have took the under thinking, oh, there's something going on with the transmission. But man, and what did you make of Robinson, Stoney?
He was all right.
Yeah, he was. I broke a couple tackles on a couple runs.
Had more yards per carry average than McCaffrey, for whatever that means.
And who was the caller? Matt Garindo didn't get any touches. That's Kyle telling you the hierarchy right there is he wasn't in the game plan and getting totes.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners are 1-0. Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike,
hey,
baby.
Philmo, how you doing, man?
What's up with it? What's up with it, man?
Hey,
undefeated.
Great win.
Yes, it was.
Well,
it was.
It's early. Yeah, it was a great win. I don't know who's saying that it was a bad win. Like, I look at everything in like from a different vantage point. Like, we were whack last year when it came to the run. We looked pretty stout. We looked like when we need to get off the field, we get the hell off the field. We made key stops. Last year, we didn't make any key stops. And people, and respect to Sorensen, no disrespect to – so Sorensen is a head coach, right, or a football coach. Saleh is awesome. D'Amico Ryans is awesome. But Sorensen was trash, and people need to stop comparing Steve Wilkes' teams, defenses. Now, it was different. It looked different, but they were top five defense. So put some respect on Steve Wilkes' name, by the way. But I agree with you wholeheartedly, Steiny. When you have a whack-ass kicker – he changes the whole dynamic of the game. You can't even – you're thinking about – and then, Guru, you said this, so you're thinking about Moody on defense.
Oh, man.
Every situation, you can't go through a season
– nope.
Let me explain this the right way. You cannot go through a season and that dilemma is there. Like, what the hell? Like, he's not even – and then that, kudos to Kyle because, you know what, after he missed that – or he had to block one, he wasn't even looking at Moody no more. He ain't even talking to the special team coach. I'm not talking to y'all either, bro. Let's get four – we got four downs? Okay, man, let's work with these four downs. We're going to see what we can do with these four downs because that's crazy. You're thinking about them on defense. It changes the way you play defense and you defend. Bro, we need a czar. If Kyle don't want to, like – worry about the special teams. Hire somebody that want to give a damn about special teams, man. This is elementary stuff we going through. Block every game.
Every game you got something going down with special teams. What the hell is this? Get somebody to understand special teams, be creative, and let's just be, oh my God, it's like, what are we doing? What's the long haired dude that used to be on the Cowboys, Guru? We need to bring him back.
Mazzulu,
get Mazzulu back. Get my guy that used to be with the Atlanta Falcons and Jerry Gibbs. He was a good special teams coordinator. Get them back, man. Man, for real, we need to. This is my last comment.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to have a former head coach at D coordinator. You got your head coach. Now we need to go hire the Baltimore Ravens coach to do special teams now? Come on, man. It got to be some better special teams coaches, coordinators out there. What the hell is this? I'm sorry for rambling.
I'm giving you a cigarette through the phone, a football cigarette, Mike. Take your time with it, baby. Yeah, he was hot. Yes, now it became a game within a game. That's when I said to myself, and you know I was defending Jake, Spadoni and I believe Spadoni was in the fan club, just like give him a chance. But he tricked that off, and you got rid of Brian Schneider, Stoney special teams coach last year. In comes Boyer. And what about Kyle? Did you catch his explicit when the kick got mixed? He lets miss, blocked. He let something go. I can't say it on the air. He was hot.
Well,
but that wasn't on Moody to me. A block ain't on the kicker.
Well, if it's a line drive, it is. He line drives it into the ass of the center, then it is the kicker's fault.
But that didn't happen. People acted like it did. That did not get off the ground, baby.
Like I always think there's two different things. There's the fans and how they react and how they feel about, let's say, a kicker or a strategy.
Speaking
and then there's. And then there's the team itself. And I think it's one thing. Listen, I'm watching that game yesterday in the second half, and I'm thinking every time the 49ers cross midfield, you start thinking about Moody. And every time it gets to third and seven, you're thinking, well, if we get it to fourth and two, can we go for it?
Who rather, wants to live like that?
Exactly. And that's why I don't think this thing is sustainable. And that's to say nothing about whatever is going on in the locker room with his teammates maybe losing confidence in him.
Man, and to be fair, Kyle is making this thing worse for Jake the longer he's in a Niner uniform, wouldn't you say? Unless he goes out and makes the next seven kicks, but that's unrealistic.
I mean,
as long as he's on the team, Stoney, that's a possibility. I asked you a question to cut you off, but I'm just like, I think they're making it worse for Jake by not ending this experiment.
Well, I mean, if he makes his next eight kicks, there's, I don't understand. This thing's not going to end. That's the problem. If he makes 15 kicks in a row, the minute he misses his 16th, it's going to resurface. It might not be fair, but that's the way people feel about kickers. He's got a monster hole to dig out of, and it's not going to be three or four kicks from 38 yards that go through that's going to calm the fans' nerves.
No doubt. And Jake Tonjes, that touchdown, Stoney, I'm being honest with you, the one that put him up where he went up and mossed it and Dwight Clarked it from Wooten, Stoney, I watch football and think I know how the play's going to end while the ball's in the air. And to be honest with you, I thought at worst, at least it was going to be a pass breakup. Kyle talked about he didn't know if he was throwing it away. But the bottom line, it was a touchdown. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be fourth down. What are they going to do? It didn't get there. But just from a fan perspective, watching the game, a football fan, I'm doing what Kyle has to be thinking about with less. I'm thinking if this ball hits the ground, do they have enough confidence to run Jake out there? Didn't happen. Jake got his touchdown, put him up, and the rest was history. But, man.
I mean.
I'm just being real. Like, how can you live like that, Kyle? Why would you want to?
The one thing about the Purdy play, the touchdown to Tonjes, wondering.
About time.
I'm wondering if Moody was even a factor on that play, believe it or not. And what I mean by that is, if that ball gets picked off and the game's over, Purdy's going to take a beating.
Oh, my gosh. I appreciate you keeping it real.
Right, but you know what? Maybe he's got to try to make that throw because he's got Moody in the back of his head, and he doesn't want to leave it up to Moody. And I just kept thinking that about that whole play with Brock Purdy. And would that have been a play that if Woolen can come up with it, would that have been a play that he looks back on and says, you know what, I tried to do too much on that play. I should have thrown it away and taken the three.
Oh, man.
I don't know. But
I can't tell you you're wrong.
Moody has, there's such a ripple effect off Moody that if he were just struggling with the kicking, that would be one thing, but it impacts every other aspect of the game. If you don't have confidence in him.
And I know we're up against it, but Stoney, if you brought in Evan Giddings and he missed the kick, wouldn't you feel, you're still going to be down, but wouldn't you feel better that we exhausted all possibilities and didn't just go to the tragedy, the football version of Macbeth, which is Jake Moody? Wouldn't you feel better? Yeah, at least we tried to get something better in here.
Yeah, they still got a decision to make on him. I mean, they're going to have a decision to make on him probably after a lot of weeks.
Well, he's kicking in New Orleans, yeah.
Well, as of right now, he is.
I'm out.
Sports Talk on 95.7. The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, game-winning drive. How do we think Purdy played yesterday? 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.